Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful to be here again this wonderful morning and say greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ this wonderful morning. And we take this time to say Bulabinaka to the 14 provinces, the 3 Matentu, and all the 195 Tikinas.
Naka.
And the villages and settlement towns and cities, we take this time to say Bulabinaka. Not forgetting those of you that are watching from overseas in the Asian continent, including China, Korea, Japan, Nimbulabinaka, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nimbulabinaka. Not forgetting the European continent, Kemdomai, Scotland, England, Welesi, Northern Ireland, Germany, Italy, Romania, Osabambulatugani, and other Italian, one to Rango Chisu Christo. My Germany, Nimbulabinaka. Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, Samoa, Vanuatu, Vanuatu, Solomon Island, Papua New Guinea, also saying greetings to the people in the United States of America that you are tuning on Facebook Live this wonderful afternoon in your time on Saturday. We take this time to greet you in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful to say greetings to the people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not forgetting those non-church members that this become your program every Sunday. Bulabinaka, thank you for tuning in to the God of Our Nation program. It's a joy for us to stand here as a couple, husband and wife, to share with you the God that we serve is against all odds, regardless.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of the situation that we're going through. Paul put it in writing to the Romans, chapter 8:31. What else to say if God is with us? So greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bulabinaka to all of you, what Gasilev has mentioned this morning, may not have anything else to do, but you're sitting right in front of your TV or watching through your phone, joining us this morning for this particular program. It is called God of Our Nation, Against All Odds. And we are just so humble with the fact that you've taken the time to put aside, to join us. You may not believe in God, but you know that there is a God. You may not worship Him the way we do, but you know, maybe one moment at a time when you grew up, you have worship God, or you have heard a prayer somewhere, somehow. So today may be another a moment of reminder to your life that there is a God. And also to all of you that belongs to the Methodist Christian Fellowship. I believe that we are all scattered across the world, and it's an awesome moment for us as your ministry leader to stand here on Sunday mornings to use this moment to welcome you,
greetings.
Not only that, and to say greetings all the way from Fiji. And thank you for staying connected. And I believe Gasilev has generally said his greetings to everybody and everyone. But I would like to go down to your zone, because I believe in Europe, the restriction for COVID-19, it's very tough. And I know it can be lonely, and you'll feel so isolated in the physical. But the assurance is to know that God is much, much closer at this time, because He becomes your only go-to, and He becomes the only the only power, the only source, the only resource. And we say greetings to all of you. And I know you're there in the family. It's been good doing that virtual call with you, Thurunga Selevusa Fellowship, to you, cadets and commandos. We say Bulabinaka, all the way from Fiji. Thank you for that Tuesday or Wednesday night programs that you have in every second week. It's always been a joy to see every youth logging in from Europe, and not only that, and having the support of your parents back at home. And we would like to say Bulabinaka again to you and to all the senior pastors and the leaders, and not forgetting for all of you in Australia, Talgasukani Nanti Marama, Talgasi Litia, Talgasi John Lee, all of you out there in New South Wales and Queensland, Talgasi Rokovanda, you faithfully continue to do the work that you do without being told to do, or without having us reading whatever that you're going through. And it's always an amazing moment just to watch and see how you continuously go out into the streets and share the little that you have with family, with homes, You know, it's just amazing. And don't, you know, take us wrong to think that we are not talking onto your comms, that we don't know what's happening. We do. And we take this moment as ministry leader to say thank you for keeping that ministry alive, that spirit. Staying connected with us and reaching out to the people around you. Because at this moment, like what we said, the program is defined. It's called Against All Odds. We thought it was going to be practical only during COVID, but it never seemed to end. So we don't know what's going to be the end of this program. Because every moment you have those odds, and every moment you're facing whatever it is in front of you. And also, greetings to New Zealand. We've been watching your regional meeting yesterday,
yes,
the Bay of Plenty, as well as the Auckland. Thank you for the meetings that you have had yesterday. And I believe that we are preparing ourselves to have every second Thursday on your forum with Gustalevo, and I'll come in as and when for all the leaders in New Zealand, and that goes for all the regions that is out there, if we can have that fellowship. And not only that, moving forward, listening and tuning into the normal programs makes you the same as your congregation, and listening into the leadership training on Monday as such. But when you have a connection and a fellowship on its own, it's a forum that is created only for the leaders. And I believe we look forward to that. And Australia, too, will have to come with a date. Vanuatu. Bulubinakatanga Sola and Randin Tananga Silisa, all the way in Vanuatu, looking after the whole of Vanuatu division.
Yeah.
So we take this time to say thank you. And all the zones around Fiji, I believe you're all erected your tents and all waiting. You've listened to Runga Selevo on the power in the word, and now you're ready again for the God of Our Nation program. And I believe that most of you are still sitting there from the morning, and then right towards the Holy Communion that we're going to be having. So, Bula Vinaka, Vinaka Vakalevo Nabakarong, Vikim Donetukumai Lao. Vakabota Savian, Notal Talanga Simbulivo, Malombula, Vikim Domino Mukilau, Vinaka Bakalev and Vingaravi, Vinaka Bakalev and Vikaki, the Nivakado Retiko, the Sangabakan in the Viva Second Visinga, Tuna Viva Kamboti, Nikolongo, one on the weekend, the Maroi Kedetiko, Talangas Chitoko, but Kirandi Talangase, Vanombalavu, Kimundomi Vivia, Nakabakalevu, Naika Mendrapi, Lozala, Vinaka Bakalevu, the second is Sota, Vinaka Bakalevu, Nayala Vinaka Nititi, Vakanel in the Vinanomi, Vakabulitika, and Lora Rama, Vikimiki. But the Western divisions. I know you're already listening today. Vakabulatala Vikim the Kandabu. Kandabu West, faithfully. Nanamundo tent in the first week of Feb.
Yeah.
And we will try and have that shipped over. Or Talanga City need to come and pick that up. And yet, once again, thank you to the Wanganivanu family, all the way from Pennsylvania, for sitting into this tent. And yet, another miracle for. I think it was last week, yeah. It was on a Thursday and Friday. We were busy talking about. The tent to be ordered. And then all, you know, out of all moments, the amazement of God. Talanga Shavyasa can be testament to what I'm sharing today. And I would like to thank the lady. I know you want to remain anonymous, but I want to take this time to thank you. In America, we were talking about something else, and then she was actually logged in on the online cell group with Gustalevo on Wednesday. I like the normal church getting together for online. And out of blue, she said, she posed this question through Talanga Chavez and Auntie Sylvia to ask her whether there is any church in Kumbulau. She's actually from Kumbulau, but lives in America.
Hallelujah.
And man, now, thank you. It's just amazing. Because when she did that, and then I searched, and this is a message which I will cover on Monday through the regional training. We came to Savo Savo West, came to the Tori Kumbulau Chikiliu, also the Kiri came to the Tori Savo Savo. Anything to do with Mbua, now we'll go to the Mbua, because we are trying to build up that Mbua region. And Nangwana Rotarumikin is just amazing. And I know you may be logging in today because you say that you always watch my TV.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you and greetings all the way from Suva in Turek. In Fiji, and you are stationed all over the world, and we take this time to say thank you. For those of you who do not belong to New Methodist, and to those of you that take the time to come to my TV,
yes,
and drop your seed, like what I said, the amount is insignificant. It can be $10, it can be $20, it can be $1,000, it can be even more than that. We stand today to say thank you, because you came in seed believing in the power of the Word of God. What you've been hearing, what you've been receiving, some somehow helped you one way or another. So out of gratefulness, you came and you dropped that. And for those of you who dropped their tithe, I would like to take this moment to say thank you. Our tithe ranges from about $10, $50. Like what I said, the amount is not important. What's important is like you acknowledge that you're giving a bit of it to your God. And if you miss your receipt, always remember to come and check on the ladies in front office for you to pick your receipt as you go by. So thank you.
Wambulat lang abi kento may na sa semua lah.
Hallelujah.
May witi nindo siya matiumay. I take this time to say hello. Nimbula minaka.
Hallelujah.
Against all odds, this morning will be very powerful,
amen,
profound to us. Not forgetting people living around in Newtown and Sakoda area.
Hallelujah.
Bukelulu maingo, bukelulu tule warumbuka, nazakatuki na bivalu taki. Welcome. Bring your problem to God. God will.
Hallelujah.
Is the solution. The word of God is the solution to your inner pollution.
Besureti
raramatuani. We kenda, kenda sini tikubaka yawa mai Sakoda ki Newtown. Tune in nga mai and Facebook ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship.
Amen.
Dota langana ka we remind taki we kenda, kenda sini leweni lotu. The second doklana, we bukelulu kenda, we bukelulu. And the ulaka tuwa kina na
sel
kumai. Maina ono, maina vitu na kaloka, edo masartiko na vima mani walu, so na ngauna na diwa. So we invite you. This is the time. This is the time that we stand with the word of God, the power in the word of God. Already tukun duna tikini mol tambwe, kabo utiko biyao.
Hallelujah.
Na samin, duna na utol sobul ko alu tikini erua. Kati kuna kalu, o umbiuta na nungu wosa, above my name.
Hallelujah.
Oh! O umbiuta na nungu wosa, my word is above my name.
Amen.
Kami balis handu tani sarangan na kauko ni wosa ni kalu, e kauko lagi may buwanan kalu. O kaya nga, e approve ta kauko kaya na nana wosa, metiko talidha ki may vi kaya kina edha.
Oh, hallelujah.
So it's very important that the time like this, such as this is a time to focus, stand, and be founded and rooted with the word of God.
Amen.
Because whatever odds that is coming, hallelujah.
You can face it with
you
the power of the word of God.
You can face it with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Regardless, hallelujah. And as we will share today, again, against all odds, I receive a text from a government official. Hallelujah. And then back in 2019, the result in year 12 is 73%.
Hallelujah.
Pass. 73% pass. Then back in 2020, the passing percentage 74. 1% higher.
Oh, hallelujah.
2019, everything smooth.
Normal.
Everything normal. Everything flourish.
Amen. Yeah.
73% passing rate on year 12, 7.46. Kwasa kaya watingo, e wala ka ni vida na bula, wala ka ni tolu na bula, ratu ibali or na wana.
Hallelujah.
Na passing percentage, 74.
Against all odds.
Against all odds. When we are talking about against all odds, it can be done.
Yes. So don't ever allow it to define you. If you have in the beginning of the year saying that you're going to save up, you're going to buy your house, you're going to buy your car, you're going to reach there, don't allow the COVID to take away your dreams. Don't allow the COVID to make you stand still and say to yourself, oh, well, you'll be telling us, we've lost our job. What are you talking about? Yeah, I know you've lost your job. That was never your resource from the beginning. Your source is God because he can create something else. He can make it happen in another way that your mind cannot even fathom. And according to the result that's just been announced today, you know, like, it's just against the odds. How can you match that? How can you match that information? Yeah. With less going to school, less supervision, less work, and then the result is great. God is trying to tell us something. Yeah. That we need to trust more in the power of the word of God. So we can't live in a lot in the New Methodist. I know that all of us are excited about Maggie's achievement.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah,
congratulations, Maggie, the Veteran Ivalu. Congratulations. In actual fact, yesterday morning, I called all my grandchildren. I've got my grandboys. And we had our meeting. We were just having a casual talk, and I know they're listening to me this morning. And this is going back to what we talked about yesterday morning. And I was actually sharing with them about Maggie's marks, because Maggie's dad worked here with us, and he actually brought her result to tell me thank you. Maggie is one of our sponsored students for our family. What we do every year for the last maybe going on to the 10th year now, every year, we have group of students that we come out of our way, led by the Holy Spirit, to help. And the church also help with the little things. Especially so for those with the parents that are full-time, or those that the Holy Spirit lead us. And Maggie is one of them. And I was just recounting to them yesterday morning on how, because Maggie's brother, Junior, is the best friend of Joshua at home, my grandson. And in those days, Maggie will be the will be the person like sitting there doing nothing. All she needs to do is watch over Junior. And sometimes these two boys get onto the table, have something to eat, run, do video games. They'll be going around doing whatever they're doing. And this Maggie will be sitting there, just sitting there, faithfully without saying anything, just sitting there. And I was sharing with them and said, from all that time, and we actually had a 16th birthday dinner together with the family. And she was sitting right in front of me. And I looked at her and I said, Maggie, from all that time, and I was actually reminding her on those days, and I said, now you knew which year? And she said, oh, year 12. And I said, what are you going to be doing next year? I'm still waiting for my result. Amen. And when the result came, the father actually brought it to my office. I look at it, and I told him, can I make a copy? I want to take it back to my grandchildren just to show them that with God, nothing is impossible.
Nothing,
it may not be the
absolutely
same.
Absolutely nothing.
Look, don't get us wrong. For those of you that are listening today, also we would like to tell you congratulations. Not only Maggie. Maggie, I'm just highlighting Maggie because, you know, like for the church, and not only that, I was telling us yesterday, because for Ratsukuna, having Maggie there, with that 100%, it's like, you know, there. And Joshua came in yesterday when we were talking, and he turned to me and he said, oh, Nana, in our year six, about six students got 100% in maths. I mean, form six, I got 100% in maths. The schools are different. But for Meg, it's such a big achievement for that school. And I remember going back to Talanga Semosi, one day he came, the father, and spoke with us, and he said, Maggie did very well in Form 4 or in year 10. The school had requested if she can stay on for the whole her whole school life. And I believe this is a celebration for them. And for those of you, and you know, you may not have 100% in your result. You may not have a 90% in your result. And you're listening to me today. Look, I need you to tell yourself that you are happy with your result if that is the best that you have done.
Best.
I turned to my grandchildren yesterday and I told them, I'm not going to push you for the marks. I look at your capability. That's why I push you. But for this year, I will need you yourself to identify your strength and push yourself. Because when you actually attain it, for me, I will say, okay, you did your best. Every time they'll come and say, if that's your best, be happy. So if you're sitting today and you're listening in on this program and you have done it, you may be comparing. Don't ever compare yourself to another person. Don't ever compare your result to another result. Only compare when you know you can take something for learning and you take it with you. Because don't allow anything to dampen your spirit. You say to yourself, this is my best. So to all of you that have set the year 12 exam all over Fiji, we stand today to say congratulations for all the passes that has been achieved, for all the commitment, for everything that you have done with your parents. And to you parents, thank you for that support that made your children maybe standing today. And for new Methodists, you'll need to walk up to the altar, you'll need to have your Holy Communion, and thank God for the result that you have received today.
The Bible says the impossibility is there for
Hallelujah.
Your challenge.
Amen.
God allow impossible situation to come your way.
Amen.
Because that's where God will raise you to another level.
Hallelujah.
Because if there is no challenge, how can you be strong? How can you be bold? How can you be different,
Amen.
Peculiar? How can you rise and get mature?
Oh, hallelujah.
You only can rise because of the challenge in front of you.
Amen.
So when we're talking about against all odds, allow the things that are coming to nurture you and take you to another level.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes we are defined, we allow the things around us to define us. No, we are defined by the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's very important for us to be rooted, founded with the Word of God.
Yes.
Because the Word of God found us when we are nothing. Hallelujah. When we are a spiritual being,
Amen.
In God. The Bible says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I already knew you.
Hallelujah.
That means we already exist in the mind of God. We already exist in the sphere of God before we come into
Amen.
Our mother's womb. So nothing, absolutely nothing can
it's
stop
impossible.
You.
Oh, hallelujah.
Can stop you from the plan that God has for you.
Amen.
Remember the famous Bible verse in Jeremiah 29:11. I alone
yes.
know the plan I have for you. You young people that
Hallelujah.
You are watching, or maybe parents that you are watching, don't allow situations that we go through, the pandemic that we've gone through, 2020.
Jobs. Yeah.
No job, you are not buying your house, FNPF fund is not enough. That's not the thing that defines you.
Amen.
The Word of God defines you.
Hallelujah.
That's why we need to stand with God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, when God is with you, who shall be against
yes.
you? When God is on your side, Who shall be on the other side? Hallelujah. We need to know the word of God. What the word of God said
Amen.
About you.
Yeah.
The word of God said about me, said about us, that we are the head, not the tail.
Hallelujah.
What does that mean? That we are never beneath, we are always on top.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is the definition of the word of God. And when you input, when you take on the word of God into you, the eyes of the Lord focus on you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. I watch over my word until my word come to pass. Auna pagareida, auna wano noba. Ena kena mo sabagabi to balito ina, auna wano noba. Kimemba na wano no. Na wano no, esekana sauriwa. That's how important, how special you are in God. Auna wano noba na nungubosa, meyadoba na nungubosa, ni bagayadoka. See, kabi kanda na isa lima sa kumulika lima. Nengo na utalaki na nungubosa, ena seka ni lesu talelamay.
Hallelujah.
Ena seka ni lesu maime, bagayadora
man. Until it's done, what is being said.
Makasa tukuni me dakava, ena dakava. Wawo kumbesu kumate.
Oh, hallelujah.
Sanaga lesu talelamay na nungubosa. Mbalita ni kusamate. Seko sayali. Amen. You're not saying any less.
Oh, hallelujah.
That means regardless whether you believe in God or you belong to a church, it's immaterial. The word of God is watching you right now. The word of God tried to lead you right
now. Amen.
So don't be downhearted because you lost your job, especially the people in Nandi area, in Lotoka or in Suva. It's not the end of the world. That's only the end of a chapter. You can start on with another chapter because God is there with his word. I remember in the Bible so many times the stories that people are downhearted or people, they are fearful. And God always said, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Be confident because my word, don't depart from my word. Meditate on my word because my word, hallelujah, will make things happen in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
You'll be like a tree planted by the stream of waters.
Whatever you touch, it shall prosper. For those of you who may not understand the statement that it's power in the word of God, that those are the word or those are the Bible verses for us Christians that we read that is actually written in the Bible. I'm actually holding a Bible. And you can get it from any bookshop. If you ask for a Bible, there is a Bible. For those of you who know the Bible but haven't had the opportunity to read the Bible, when we refer to the power of the word of God, we're actually referring to the Bible. And those are the written word. And every word in every chapter, when we're saying, look, it's actually written here by them. On the power of the word of God. So some Bibles, when you pick, they're sort of like the verses are in red font. Those are the actual words spoken by God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm trying to, you know, teach you the basic because we may be generalizing in the way that we are sharing. For people that are already in church, they will understand that one liner. But for those of you, you may get lost in the midst of it. This is the Bible. And when we say the power in the word of God, not just by listening to the preaching, not by just by listening to every program or reading the books, you know, that talks about God. But it's actually reading the Bible that is they are God's word. And according to the Bible and according to the written word, in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning there was the word. What word? The word that was actually spoken by God. And the word was with God. And the word is God. So the actual word that you're reading here, and like we always share, you know, it's not Bible. It's not. It looks like a book. Yeah, it is a book. It is a book. But it's a book of a difference. It's a totally different book, I believe, on the face of the earth. Because the other books, they are stories. You read, you take whatever that you can take. They are maybe experiences, motivational, inspirational books. Or they may be books, you know, that can be developed into a movie. But for the Bible, or for the word of God, it's alive and active. It says in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God, which word of God? The very word, the verses that is written there in the Bible that you can hold, that you can read. And according to the Hebrews 4:12, according to the word of God, he says that the word of God is alive and active. What is alive? The very word. Which word? The word that is written on the Bible. Any word. In Luke 1:37, it says, with God, nothing is impossible. So any word. And it says, it's alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates between the soul and the spirit. It penetrates between the bone and the marrow. You know, the bone and the marrow. If you eat sui, like normal people, you know, the beef sui, and then you'll go for the bone. And you have this you know, nice part coming in outside from the bone. There is a marrow. And if this word of God, it slides through, it penetrates, and it divides the marrow from the bone. The marrow from the bone. And then it discerns the attitude of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Goes back to what we want to share with you today. We can talk about God. You can tell me that you serve God. Or you can tell us, oh, we've served God for years. Or you can tell us, oh, we lead a ministry. We own a ministry. Everybody, anybody can stand up today and say their own version of their Christianity or their own version of believing God. But today, we would like to tell you, having all that, your heart is the key. Because your heart calls things to you. Your heart will be reading the word of God, and it says in your heart. Because the word of God discerns the attitudes of your heart. It discerns the attitudes of your heart. So it's not only speaking out the word of God, it's the attitude of your heart to believe in the word of God. And tell yourself today that no more of those moments, no more of those moments of doubt, moments of, panic. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where you're going. You're not sure of 2021. You've lost your job. You cannot pay your mortgage. There's a lot of mountains right in front of you as we speak and share with you this morning. But we don't want you to focus on those mountains. We want you to look beyond the mountain. Look and trust in the power of the word of God. The power of the word of God can break all those things. Break the barrier, can level the mountain. It can, you know, lay out a red carpet for you, and you'll walk on the red carpet. Not because of your strength, not because of what you own, not because of the business you own, not because of the caliber person you are or the status of your life. No, because of the power of the word of God. Because when he spoke, everything stands still. When he spoke, it will come to pass. And according to Numbers 23:19, he says that this God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. And then he says, whatever I promise. What are those promises? The very word I'm trying to tell you today. Every word that you read in the Bible, every story that you read here, he's telling you, my promises that I have spoken. What promises? The very word that he has spoken. If he says in Jeremiah 32:27, he is a God of all mankind. He said, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? Well, that's his promise. What can he not do? In a situation of lack, no money, no food, no nothing. In a situation of wanting to commit suicide, broken home, your husband has left you, your wife has left you, your children are being rebellious to you. In all those situations, you need to trust him. Because his promises, he has spoken, he will fulfill.
Hallelujah.
He will fulfill. So this morning, grab it. Gone are the moments of feeling sorry for yourself and having pity or feeling pity for yourself. No, God doesn't work that way. God, like what Gustavo always shared with us, God doesn't come to you because of your problem. No, he doesn't. He comes to you because of the attitude of your heart.
Hallelujah.
He comes to you because of the knowledge of the word of God. He comes to you. He can only identify with his word. So have that word of God in you. Start reading today. If you know you haven't read, and the only Bible verse you've been reading is by listening to us today or listening to anybody that preaches about the word of God, no. You go down, you go and get a Bible, and at least read a verse to take you through for the week. And have that verse and believe in it.
Hallelujah.
Because your God is ready for 2021.
The word says,
hallelujah,
that he is the word.
Amen.
So that means when we talk about the word of God, we're talking about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word. What word? That word is
Hallelujah.
Jesus. The Bible says, then the word became flesh and lived among us. So when we talk about the word of God, we're talking about Jesus among us.
Oh, hallelujah.
So when we share the word of God, or any preacher, or any pastor that is talking about the word of God, in fact, he's sharing about Jesus alive in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's why the word is sharper than any double-edged sword, because that word is Jesus.
Oh,
himself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the word.
Yes.
And that's why it's very important when you don't go from the word to the left or to the right. And when you believe, meditate on the word, you are meditating on Jesus himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the word of God is written about 66 books in the Bible. From Old Testament to the New Testament. And these people are normal people.
Mm.
They are talking about one God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the word of God is not only to preach or not only for Sunday.
Yes.
It's for daily life.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's for those in school. It's for those at work.
All
those that are
ages,
fishing.
Yeah.
Those that are planting.
Amen.
Those that are flying. Those that are driving. It's for us individual.
Amen.
Because without the word of God, the Bible says, then whatever you touch, hallelujah, whatever you touch without the word, it will not flourish. You will struggle. You will lose a lot of energy. But the Bible says, but those who meditate on the word of God day and night, they'll be like a tree planted by the river of waters.
Hallelujah.
Whatever they touch will flourish.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's why when you have the word of God in you, regardless of what you're facing, I have the word.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if you abide in me and my word in you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, it shall happen to you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That means nothing is impossible. Not because of us, not because of our knowledge, because the word manifests in us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Paul said, greater is the one who is in you. The Bible says, the one is in you has the power to raise Jesus from the dead.
Oh, hallelujah.
Paul said that I'm no longer I that live, but Christ that live within me. So I can do all things. He wrote it later to the Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. You throw me to prison. If you put me into the cell, you throw me to the wild animals. Whatever you do in my life, Paul said, I can do. I can face it against all odds.
Oh, hallelujah.
So the situation that you're going through, they've taken your house. You've lost your job.
Yeah.
Somebody ran away from you.
Oh,
your
hallelujah.
Spouse already
fight
left you.
Back. Stand up again.
I want to tell
grab
you today,
hallelujah.
I can do. I can do all things. I can face any situation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are talking like this because we've been through what we are talking about.
Yeah, your COVID just started last year, but our COVID started way back in 2012 when I actually left.
Hallelujah.
2012. I actually left Air Pacific then. Now it's called Fiji Airways. And just this morning we were talking about it. What if we were normal human beings and normal going to work, having
and
good
trust,
jobs,
and trust
and,
our work,
taking home good money? That was okay. But we could have been or would have been one of those ones who have gone home and experiencing COVID for the very first time, you know, with nothing from last year. But our life, we've practiced COVID from 2012.
Even before
leaving,
then.
Yeah.
And people come
yeah,
home.
Yeah, we
so
were getting
people.
Paid, but we were
trusting
in God. And I was sharing, I was just sharing yesterday. At one point in time, we had about 20 plus children in our house. We only have one room for all ourselves. I was actually sharing it with Andy when Kula, or my daughter, walked into the office. And he was asking about the youth. And I was telling him, you know, when it started, it's amazing. Because all we did was just loving God. And at one point in time, in our home, we have We have a four-bedroom home. So only one room we share. For all of us, like the master bedroom, me, him, and our four children, to bath, to shower. We sleep in the sitting room, or in the lounge area with our pillow. And our house is filled up with these 20-plus children. And I know you're listening from wherever you are. We've lost contact with them. Children who come from broken homes, or people or children who come to the youth without their parents, or their parents are not together, or they are child of wedlock, no one is actually responsible for them. So we had them for years, about 7 years, I was just having them at home and sharing the basic things that we had. So living now, when we actually step out in faith and do the ministry work, it was never a struggle. I could say it was never a struggle.
Yeah.
And it
it's
was
a joy.
For me, I wouldn't talk about it to say, you know, I sacrificed my work to come into full time. No, I don't think it was a sacrifice for me. In actual fact, when it started, I wanted to be the one coming out on full time first before we agreed for him to come out first. So what we are trying to tell you today, that what you're facing now and you think it is such a big thing, to us was normal then. So we are now in a better position to tell you that it works. This works. The Word of God works. You need to trust in the Bible. You need to trust in the Word of God. And for those of you who do not believe in God, maybe you have so many answers and reasons, 101 reasons you can stand boldly and tell us, no, there is no God. He doesn't exist. Or because you're an atheist and you don't believe in anything. But today I want to tell you, He lives. He lives. Our Redeemer lives. This God lives. Jesus is alive. And for those of you who have been worshiping, New Methodist for that matter, you know, you've been hearing the teaching, you know, all of these things. But 2021, make it a difference. What Gussie Levitt, told us on the New Year's Day service. With God. God is with you.
My God
bring it on.
Is with me.
Which means whatever odds that is out there, bring it on. School, bring it on. Work, bring it on. Zone, bring it on. Relationship, bring it on. But there's a big but. You need to prepare the condition. What condition? Your heart. You must have a good heart. You must have a good heart. I had a senior pastor. In actual fact, he works here, and he is in this room. So he walked into my office and sharing the things that he was sharing. And then he said, all this time, I thought, I have a good heart. All this time, I thought I have a good life. He said, when we actually look back with my wife and losing everything that we have lost, then he said, then I didn't realize after going through all these moments that I have a bad heart. And you can be one of the ones like him. You can say to yourself, no, I've been worshiping God. I have a good heart. But I need you today to do a reflection on yourself. Just reflect on yourself. We can talk about God moving forward and we can tell how exciting it is. But, you know, it defeats the purpose of going forward because you can't go forward with us. You need to stand still and review yourself and review your heart. And in actual fact, what I shared with him that day, and I said, go and sit with your wife and look at the greater things that God had done in the previous years.
Yeah.
Or in the, you know, the good moments of your life. Talk about it. And when you see that, then check, what was the attitude of my heart then? So I bring that back to you. Church zone, everything we do together, we can all look good on the outer.
Yeah.
But in, only God knows. Not until you lose it, not until you look around, then you know. But God will allow a situation around your life. Not for anybody else to benefit, it's for you to benefit. But at the, you know, I want to thank that senior pastor for coming into my office that morning. I thank God for that moment when he came and he said, you know, it's very hard for you to come and admit that you have a bad heart. It's very hard. But that admittance, when you know you have admitted, then you know I'm ready for what God has for me. The way you react, and then you say to yourself, boy, I didn't know I have a bad heart. But as soon as you know it, do something about it. Don't continue to hold on to it. Because that bad heart cancels everything that God has in store for you. So to bring it back, try checking your heart, read the word of God, and just be humble and move forward with God.
The Bible says, thy word is a lamp to my feet.
Oh, hallelujah.
And a light to my path.
Amen.
You can only check your heart. Checking your heart is having the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is like a mirror. You Amen. Can see yourself in the word of God. Because if you're saying that you have a good heart, that you're saying that you're good, in whose standard?
Hallelujah.
The senior pastor saying, I did not know that I have a bad heart. Hallelujah. Until and unless you know the word of God,
Amen.
The word of God will reveal to
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. You can only be cleansed by the word that I've spoken to you.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's why it's very important for us. You can go to school, you can reach and attain a degree and master's.
Yes.
But if you don't have the word of God, how can you know yourself?
Hallelujah.
See, the world was not created by your wisdom. The world was not created by your knowledge. The world was not created by
hallelujah.
You. The world was created by his word.
Yes.
So for you to operate well on this world, you need his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's why the people that they have the word, they can conquer any
hill. Hallelujah.
They can conquer any mountain.
Amen.
They can conquer any lion or bear because they are flourish with the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible is a lamp to my feet and it's a light to my path.
Hallelujah.
If there's no word of God, we are in darkness. We are struggling in darkness.
Hallelujah.
The whole world today, you see in the news, you see in the newspapers, on the television, everything is looking gloom and doom
Amen.
Because there's no word of God. But those that are in the word of God, they rise like eagles. With their wings soar into the heavens.
Oh, amazing.
Because they have the word of God. Yes.
Because there is no university to fix your heart.
Yes.
You know? And if you have your money, you have very good money, very good position, you have the wealth. But when something happens, when sickness happens, or when your spouse leave you, or when your children rebel against you, there's nothing that you've been taught to the university to fix that.
No masters
will do only the power of the word of God.
Yes.
If you lose everything this end, when you have the word of God, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Why? According to the truth of his word.
Yeah.
Whose word? God's word. And when it's that word, it's written in the Bible. Take that to be yours. Take that to be yours. We're not trying to tell you how to live your life. We are not trying to tell you that this is it's wrong. We are just sharing. The conviction is yours. To choose which way to go, it's yours.
It's your decision.
It's your decision. And I'm actually blessed when he was sharing, I think we were driving that day, he was sharing about the word of God. He said, it's like, you see something good there, you want everything good, but that person standing there, and Those are the good things. And, you know, you're aspiring it. But you're looking at it, but you're living this life. So you're diverting. You're detouring from what is out there for you. Well, the choice to reach there, it's yours. We teach the basics. We share the basics. And we can then learn a lot. The new Methodist, I don't know what I'm in the original training, the training to work. I'll go catch you. I'm a new Methodist. I'm a new Methodist. I'm a new Methodist. I'm a new Methodist. I'm a highest degree in the Bible study. I'm a slave. I'm a new Methodist. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Okay, not a full package, which means new Methodist, you've got a survival tool. You've got it there for you to
You have the vaccine.
Oh, hallelujah.
For your life. You have the vaccine. Hallelujah. Because of the word of God. We base everything on the word of God. That's why we are challenging you.
Hallelujah.
Whether you're a member of the church or member of another church, or you are not even a member of any church.
Hallelujah.
When we have the word of God, we have Jesus in us. So you can tackle any mountain that comes your way. Be rest assured that the word of God is the solution to the world that we are living
hallelujah.
In right now. Everything is going haywire, but those that have the word of God, they will always walk in the light.
Amen.
They will always walk in the power of the word of God. That's why Jesus said, well, while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
Oh,
now,
hallelujah.
He's gone back to the Father. And that light is passed on to us. And that's why he said in Matthew chapter 5, 13 and 14, you are the light of the world. And you are the salt of the world.
Oh.
So, my friend, that you are listening this morning, we want to encourage you. It's not too late to change. You know, whatever you achieve in this life, and if your spouse walk out on you, you don't have any ability to get that person back to you. There's no degree, there's no master's, there's no professor, no position in life to bring back your spouse when you walk away.
Yeah.
Or you have a rebellious children, I tell you. There's nothing. You'll send it to prison. You can send them anywhere else. You send it to your uncle. But there's nothing that can change that heart. That heart can be dealt in with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
That's why we need the word of God. We need the word of God today, right now. Every areas of our life, whether you go to school, whether you are at home, you in the village, get the tikubana koro. Hallelujah. We need the
Hallelujah.
Word of God. Nothing in this world is done by anything else or by somebody else.
But
everything that was created by God through His Word.
Hallelujah.
Okoye mbuli mbuli ka second machine. Second indona no factory na kalu. Okoye mbuli mbuli ka na nana kosa.
Oh.
Nibuka na manumanu, ni ndolo na ngata, ni ngalo na bonu, ni toso na ho.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mbuli nga na nana kosa. Rovala, ni ngono usama iturki na nana kosa. Ka rongo mani wakatekibu, Jesus Himself.
Yeah.
You have everything.
Yes.
So, what's out there that you cannot do?
Yes.
That's why Paul was very confident.
More
I can do all things.
Yeah, you're more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Allah batal men ngai kai kesa no ditoko cho. Tunoga. Na zeder senga. Na titombu senga. Na ngilos senga. Urinalo bela senga. Nothing can separate us because we have the love of God.
Hallelujah.
In us, which is His word. We want to challenge your life.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible in this life as you walk with God. For the last 18 years now, going on to the 19 years as the ministry started, we are sharing something that happened. Sengani rao rao na tikabu mai mai maluai, Lord 62 maluai. Kito ndo masunga, mepakan ndo matawale ndo masunga, kito polo tutunga. Who ever thought that will be like this? This is just a testimony for you to know that God, His eyes is on anybody.
Amen.
That trusts in His
prayer. You have to love
because
God.
The Bible says, no eyes have seen,
no ears
have heard, never enter into
hallelujah.
The heart of man.
What God prepare. For those who love Him.
We never thought of this.
You can run your kind, but you need to relook at the way that you're living your life. Anybody and everybody can stand up and say, no, we love God. But I will need you today to do take stock of yourself. How much do you love God? What have you done to love God? What are the conditions of your heart to show that you love God? Love, anybody can say that they love God, but your actions speak otherwise. You're doing the very thing that is totally opposite from showing that you love God. And as we're coming towards our Holy Communion today,
Amen.
I would like just to take us back to the basics. Amen. And for those of you that have small businesses, for those of you that actually, you know, bulitiki roti, asobe kana kai ko bulita kachiki vale mundo bulaki na getting by. So na kala lai, ikon business takatiko. Bulitiki beka na coconut, a toffee, kala kwa daka batiki na suka, okay lang, bulita o daka batalinga. Mai vale, nangwane tika buki na o daka batiki na kawana ice block, na dapsoti. Go get her. So some of you now you have no other choice but you're doing it. And some of you maybe have small businesses. Some of you have got big businesses. And I'll take you people back to the basics. I'm just sharing this because I believe I've just burdened my heart this morning to share with us. And also, if you are an individual on your own, no family at all, you're a youth, but you're working, or you're just a youth and you're looking out for something that is out there. And also to the couples that may have no children, those that have children, I would like you for this year, like we've always said said from last year and shared, for you to write your list. Look, mekakwendi me lakutani sona kai kobolam baleteni kukila na kasayada. No. You continue to write, not because of what you have gone through, not because of what you have. You write because of your God. So as you write, you believe in your God. If you haven't had any children, you write, Lord, I receive. You're going to open my womb this year. If you're looking for your bills to be paid, Lord, I receive that my mortgage is going to be debt-free this year. So you write it out. You need to write it out. Because as you write it out, you're actually telling God, I'm writing out seriously because I know that you are a serious God with my need. And as you write, all those lists that you have in front of you, try and clear your list before the end of the month of January. After you've written those lists, find a place, you know, your place of solace, where you always go and pray. So we can the valley, we have a special room. So we can the Donovanoa, we have a special place. Some of us, we go to the special place, whichever place. And get that list either in your Bible, if you know that you're not going to be home, or pin it up in your room, or pin it up in a place that you're going to be praying. Put it in a way that is physical, that you actually look at it every time and every day you come and pray. And when you have that list, you have it at the back of your mind. So you cram your list and you memorize your list and you have it at the back of your mind. So wherever you go, you can say your list, you can remember your list without looking at that piece of paper because you already have it with you. And then you decide in your heart, whichever church you belong to, whichever denomination you belong to, look for activator. Look for places that you can sit towards it. I will share with you, like last year for us, on the first day, what I did, we cook for the street people. And Talaga Isoa is actually listening in today, and he will be testament to what I'm sharing, as well as Lisa and Diana, to the girls who help. And we cooked a massive pot of food. And I dish out the food just like I'm dishing out to a group of intellectuals coming into it. I really, you know, prepare well. And I was telling my family, we are going to be doing this. This is our sitting, our activator for the whole year supply of our food for 2020. And we did that. So on that particular day, they did the delivery right into the evening. And I was satisfied. In my heart, I knew. I've got my list. And I know that he's going to look after our food for the whole year. I never anticipated the COVID. I never knew that something like that is going to happen. It happened, but we've never run short of food. Yeah. Because I believe I took my list, one of the items of my list, and I look for an activator. You need to look for an activator. Amen. Whichever church denomination you belong to, yeah, or you may tell me today, how can I do that? Because I don't belong to any denomination. Well, look for the place where you always hear and always get the nurturing and always get the resources or the place that you hear the word of God spiritually to be fed. So you look for that, and that's where you take your tithe to, or that's where you take your sitting to, or that's where you take your activator, yes, to. Because you will be writing your need, but you activate it. You may be telling me, school children, you may be telling me, how can that happen if I write as my list to do well in school, or to get my books that is still pending, or to buy my sandals that I don't have? Write your list. Write your list. Sometimes, you know, you have a $2 or $5 come by your hand, given by your parents or by anybody else. Get the tithe of that. Amen. And try and give it back. I was actually telling my grandchildren yesterday, nothing much we ask of you. The duties you've been given, do it well. Don't wait until the exam. Every day, don't tell me that there is no homework. Every day after school, when you come home, read the notes and remember what your teacher say in the day. That collectively, before the exam, one way or the other, you've captured in your mind. Okay. Because to take the whole, you know, curriculum, for you just to study a week before exam, I don't think that works well. It may be, you know, getting away with it, but For me, it's like you have written out your list. And I was telling my grandchildren today, write out your list and tell yourself. And I was looking at my year 9 grandchild. He's just started year 9 or form 3 this year. I look at him and I said, Othaniel, don't wait until next year for you to determine or know which way to go, arts, science, or commerce. You decide now. Look around, listen, know your gifting. Look at your class 8 result or your year 8 result. See the subjects that sort of like really got you right up to the top and say to yourself, okay, this is the way for me to go. Start identifying. Write down the list because when the day comes, you know. And not only that, I was telling my grandchildren yesterday, and I know they're listening today, and Carlos, I write your list this way, and then you project the end of your living. What do you aspire to be? What do you, you know, what's your ambition? Then you write it down. And then whatever that you're doing here, you know you're going that way. Plan it. Don't wait for the time to come. Don't live every day, every year like, oh, I don't know. What you're doing next year, oh, I don't know. No, you should know. Try and have something there and talk about it now. No matter how low you are in your secondary school. And you know, project it. And I was telling them at the end of the day, whichever way you choose to go. One, you know, love the commerce and said, okay, that's good because they love the country. The other one like agriculture. The other one like pure science. So they're talking about all these things. And so whatever that you do, I need you to remember, never forget God. And look around. Look at the ministry. Look at that. Tell yourself, what are the things that I can do to help? What are the things that I can be trained to bring back and work and do the things of the kingdom of God?
Hallelujah.
You know, and I want to bring that to you. You may be sitting there looking around, and I would like you to start writing a list. I know, don't say it, don't confess it. You said money is here, but it's invested elsewhere. So believe in that and write it down. Every opportunity for those of us inside, grab your Mission Sunday or grab your regional training. Grab your mission food catering. When you're rostered to cater for the mission, grab it as an activator. Those are activated. You're actually feeding the children coming from different homes and doing the things of God. So grab every opportunity to do your activator because this is the result that you're looking for. And just to end before our
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion that Gasile will do for us today. For those of you in businesses, like what I've started with, go back. I know you may have people running your business. You may have people that are paid to do whatever they're supposed to be doing. But take the time to look through. And that's one thing that I say for us who actually, you know, run the business. Sometimes we rely on the people that are out there, but you need to go down and teach. These last 2 days over the week, it's been a humbling moment for me. Actually, just taking them through from the basic. And I was telling them, I don't feel comfortable on the first day, and I want to share this with us. On the first day that we had our training, I told them, I know how this place started. When we walked in my TV way back in 2016, we had a debt to clear, which was $654,000. It's more than $500,000, a debt to clear. I physically, I mean literally, I was thinking about 1 or 2 weeks nearly sleeping here. I went through all the files. I know I can get people to do it, but I want to do it. I want to know, you know, the crux of it. I go through the file, replace the file. I design the file, the basic things. And God worked from there until today. And I was telling them, I felt in December, I don't feel good. I know, I see the things going, working, but I don't feel good. The things that I don't see, I'm feeling so uncomfortable about. And I was telling them, and I believe the Holy Spirit is leading me, something is not right. And I was telling them on that day, on our first day of training, I said, something is not right. I will teach you, and I will find time. I will come myself and do the filing and check the files. I'm not comfortable with things that are happening. And I was actually going through with them on the whiteboard on the first day. And I said, before, when I used to be sitting here on the clearance of all that debt, people walked in here. They meet us elsewhere. I'll be sitting on an amount, and you know, it can be a payment voucher about 9,000, payment voucher about 10,000. One way or the other, people that I've never met before will front up or will position finances to do that. And I was telling them, that has stopped for a fair bit of time now. And maybe for me, it's about time I come back and dirty my hands and do the work myself. So I started with the trainer, said, I will teach you. And if this doesn't still happen, then I will come and do the work myself. And that was on the first day. And on the second day before our training, a lady called. She wants to remain anonymous. And I know you may be logging in today. My phone rang on the landline. And when I answered the phone, she just said, I need to speak to a New Methodist. And I said, okay, this is my TV. I will take your number and I will give it to New Methodist to call you. And she said, I just needed an account number. And I said, don't worry, I'll get somebody to call you. So I call out to one of the girls, and I know she's listening in today too. And I gave her the number, and I gave her the telephone number and the name. I said, call this person. And I told her, look at the back, my notice board has got an account number for TV Ministry. And I said, take that account number, write it in a piece of paper, call her and give her that account number and tell her just to put her name on the narration so we know and we can acknowledge her. So she went. In and out, she kept on coming back, and then she said, Auntie Ryan, she called again. She said she's going to go to the bank, and if the bank is full, I said, okay, if it's going to help her, you call her and say if you can meet her, because it's one of the girls already queuing up at the bank. I said, if not, you two go and see her, and to fasten up or hasten up the queue, give it to the girl who's already in the queue. Deanna was already in the queue. And she came back, and I didn't think much about it. So she came back, she said, she said, it's okay, I can go. And said, okay, you go. So we started our meeting. We were waiting for them to come back for their training. And when before we came out, she came back with this big white envelope. When she brought back this big white envelope, and then she buzzed me. She buzzed me, and I called her, and I said, where is she? She's here. And then I said, you know, I want to take this time. I was the one who answered your call on the landline this morning. And I want to say thank you, because only God heard what I was telling our team on the trainee the day before. And I want to take this time to thank you. And she said, I don't want to be acknowledged. I don't want to be known. I want to remain anonymous. And I said, I respect that. But I take this time to say thank you for hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And after we spoke, then Lisa returned. When she did, she had this big white envelope, and which I did open in front of our training. And I was telling them, you know, you remember the day yesterday, the first day of our training, I was telling you people, things are stopping because the way that we do our work, we do it anyhow. Yeah, we get paid at the end of the day, but at the end of the week, or maybe at the end of the month, but we are accountable, because especially so when you serve God, you need to be clear, transparent, you need to do your work better. I'm sharing this because you can apply it either to small or big businesses. And I opened the envelope, and then I showed them the $12,000 in $100 bill. Amen. Who does that? And I was telling them, I was just addressing you the day before. God allowed this at this time for you to see that we need to rise up and do the things of God well. Yeah, you can say it's a company, but you're a Christian. You can say that this is a company to make money, or this is a house that doesn't, you know, really serve God. But you need to have the heart of serving God. And with that heart, and the very next day, and I know you're logging in, Talatari, all the way from San Francisco. And she vibed, and she said, okay, my husband is coming over. We need our car to be prayed over. And Gasileva came up to my office, and he said, oh, Talangase is here for the car to be prayed over. You know, the amazing work of God. And she vowed to say, the lady that I actually, because she lives in America, the lady that I actually worked for, on Christmas Eve, she passed on to be with the Lord. She died. And actually, I'm out there and not living in, doing any work. And then she said, her children got together and wired across $20,000 to my husband to buy a car, a wish car. Amen. And that was the car being prayed over. And then she said, you know, it's amazing, all this teaching, because she used to grow up at home. She was a teacher and living with us way back in the initial stage of the ministry. And then she said, Auntie Ryan, all the teaching that I used to get from you in Malawi, all the teaching, maybe, and you used to tell us, if you wash the dishes, whatever that you do, remember, you're not doing it for anybody else, you're doing it for God.
Amen.
And she said, I'm a caregiver here in America. Everything that I do, I know, with that teaching, I'm doing it for God. I never ask for anything. Most of us, when they die, we move on, nothing else. But for this one here, it's amazing what God did. Wired across that money to buy a brand new car.
Oh.
Money that you may be, you know, going to work for and getting the money, with whatever current work that you do, and having your list to get it, but you can get it just by having a good heart.
Hallelujah.
And knowing God. So on that note, I will ask Gasileva to lead us with the Holy Communion, and I will invite you to walk to the front for those of you that belongs to Zone or belongs to New Methodist.
And then Kanyeva Talamanrai, and then Munubaba Talangana Waini.
And
Benny.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kami kena bolta mundo ndo baka ngata kango ndo kendo na numi okina.
Amen.
Nindo sangu no bana waini ngore ni baka takile kila ni nungula.
Hallelujah.
Dia lala tibo.
Amen.
Au na suri tikenda menda kanya batana manai. Arsa kanoti sangu lo bana kukoya na waini. Au suri tikenda menda ngunu batana waini.
From the moment that I wake, I
Turanga ke mum sama su na koko manya de chisu.
Thank you.
Ke munika be ke mam ke mam do baka da rongo me ke mam do baka na mi ke muniki. Father, we remember you. We remember the body. We remember you and your blood. We thank you, Father God, as people come into the altar, as people flock into the altar and partake the Holy Communion. I pray over their life. I pray over couples, husband and wife. I pray over young people, the children. I pray over that we will be blessed because of your word that we heard today, your word that we place it into our heart. Thank you, Father God, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you are teaching us individually, whether in Fiji or abroad, that we are standing here partaking the Holy Communion through faith.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
We believe that our least will come to pass because
in Jesus'
the
name.
Power, the power of your word.
Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you as we commit our life to you. Thank you for those individuals. Thank you for those couples. We commit their life to you.
Amen.
Sickness will be healed. Thank you, Father God. Opportunity will come their way. Doors will be open. You will show the way.
Hallelujah.
Because you are the way. We commit our life to you and to you alone. And we thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
amen, amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us yet another Sunday. So we look forward to the next week of God of Our Nation Against All Odds for the week. Remember to read the Word of God. And for the week, remember to have the condition of your heart to be good. And for the week, remember to say, utter a one-sentence prayer every morning. And for the week, remember to thank God in all things that you face. Be grateful. Whatever that happens, He does it because He will never leave you. So tune in. Also for the Foreshore.
Foreshore at 3 o'clock. Yeah. Meet you at 3 o'clock. Foreshore will be live. Until then, God bless you and have a wonderful Saturday, Sunday afternoon. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I know that He's going to look after our food for the whole year. I never anticipated the COVID. I never knew that something like that is going to happen. It happened, but we've never run short of food. Yeah. Because I believe I took my list, one of the item of my list, and I look for an activator. You need to look for an activator.
Amen.
Whichever church denomination you belong to.
Yeah.
Or you may tell me today, how can I do that? Because I don't belong to any denomination. Well, look for the place where you always hear and always get the nurturing and always get the resources or the place that you hear the word of God are spiritually to be fed. So you look for that. And that's where you take your tithe to. Or that's where you take your sitting to. Or that's where you take your activated
yes.
to. Because you will be writing your need, but you activate it. You may be telling me, school children, you may be telling me, how can that happen? If I write as my list to do well in school or to get my books that is still pending or to buy my sandals that I don't have. Write your list. Write your list. Sometimes, you know, you have a $2 or $5 come by your hand given by your parents or by anybody else. Get the tithe of that.
Amen.
And try and give it back. I was actually telling my grandchildren yesterday, nothing much we ask of you. The duties you've been given, do it well. Don't wait until the exam. Every day, don't tell me that there is no homework. Every day after school, when you come home, read the notes and remember what your teacher said in the day. That collectively, before the exam, one way or the other, you've captured in your mind.
Okay.
Because to take the whole, you know, curriculum for you just to study a week before exam, I don't think that that works well. It may, you may be, you know, getting away with it, but for me, it's like you have written out your list, and I was telling my grandchildren yesterday, write on your list and tell yourself. And I was looking at my year 9 grandchild. He's just started year 9 or form 3 this year. I look at him and I said, Othaniel, don't wait until next year for you to determine or know which way to go, arts, science, or commerce. You decide now. Look around, listen, know your gifting. Look at your class 8 result or your year 8 result. See the subjects that sort of like really got you right up to the top and say to yourself, okay, this is the way for me to go. Start identifying. Write down the list because when the day comes, you know. And not only that, I was telling my grandchildren yesterday, and I know they're listening today, and Carlos, write your list this way, and then you project the end of your living. What do you aspire to be? What do you, you know, what's your ambition? Then you write it down. And then whatever that you're doing here, you know you're going that way. Plan your, don't wait for the time to come. Don't live every day, every year like, oh, I don't know what you're doing next year. Oh, I don't know. No, you should know. Try and have something there and talk about it now. No matter, I know, don't say it. Don't confess it. You said money is here, but it's invested elsewhere. So believe in that and write it down. Every opportunity for those of us inside, grab your Mission Sunday or grab your regional training. Grab your mission food catering. When you're rostered to cater for the mission, grab it as an activator. Those are activated. You're actually feeding the children coming from different homes and doing the things of God. So grab every opportunity to do your activator because this is the result that you're looking for. And just to end before our
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion that Gasile will do for us today. For those of you in businesses, like what I've started with, go back. I know you may have people running your business. You may have people that are paid to do whatever they're supposed to be doing. But take the time to look through. And that's one thing that I say for us who actually, you know, run the business. Sometimes we rely on the people that are out there, but you need to go down and teach. These last 2 days over the week, it's been a humbling moment for me. Actually, just taking them through from the basic. And I was telling them, I don't feel comfortable on the first day, and I want to share this with us. On the first day that we had our training, I told them, I know how this place started. When we walked in my TV way back in 2016, we had a debt to clear, which was $654,000. It's more than $500,000, a debt to clear. I think about 1 or 2 weeks, nearly sleeping here. I went through all the files. I know I can get people to do it, but I want to do it. I want to know, you know, the crux of it. I go through the file, replace the file. I design the file, the basic things. And God worked from there until today. And I was telling them, I felt in December, I don't feel good. I see the things going, working, but I don't feel good. The things that I don't see, I'm feeling so uncomfortable about. And I was telling them, and I believe the Holy Spirit is leading me, something is not right. And I was telling them on that day, on our first day of training, I said, something is not right. I will teach you, and I will find time. I will come myself and do the filing and check the files. I'm not comfortable with things that are happening. And I was actually going through with them on the whiteboard on the first day. And I said, before, when I used to be sitting here on the clearance of all that debt, people walked in here. They meet us elsewhere. I'll be sitting in an amount, and you know, it can be a payment voucher of about 9,000, payment voucher about 10,000. One way or the other, people that I've never met before will front up or will position finances to do that. And I was telling them, that has stopped for a fair bit of time now. And maybe for me, it's about time I come back and dirty my hands and do the work myself. So I started with the trainer, said, I will teach you. And if this doesn't still happen, then I will come and do the work myself. And that was on the first day. And on the second day before our training, a lady called. She wants to remain anonymous. And I know you may be logging in today. My phone rang on the landline. And when I answered the phone, she just said, I need to speak to a New Methodist. And I said, okay, this is my TV. I will take your number and I will give it to New Methodist to call you. And she said, I just needed an account number. And I said, don't worry, I'll get somebody who are in your secondary school. And, you know, project it. And I was telling them at the end of the day, whichever way you choose to go. One, you know, love the commerce and said, okay, that's good because they love accounting. The other one like agriculture. The other one like pure science. So they're talking about all these things. And so whatever did you do, I need you to remember, never forget God. And look around. Look at the ministry. Look at that. Tell yourself, what are the things that I can do to help? What are the things that I can be trained to bring back and work and do the things of the kingdom of God?
Hallelujah.
You know, and I want to bring that to you. You may be sitting there looking around, and I would like you to start writing a list. I know, don't say it, don't confess it. You said money is here, but it's invested elsewhere. So believe in that and write it down. Every opportunity for those of us inside, grab your Mission Sunday or grab your regional training. Grab your mission food catering. When you're rostered to cater for the mission, grab it as an activator. Those are activated. You're actually feeding the children coming from different homes and doing the things of God. So grab every opportunity to do your activator because this is the result that you're looking for. And just to end before our
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion that Gasile will do for us today. For those of you in businesses, like what I've started with, Go back. I know you may have people running your business. You may have people that are paid to do whatever they're supposed to be doing. But take the time to look through. And that's one thing that I say for us who actually, you know, run the business. Sometimes we rely on the people that are out there, but you need to go down and teach. These last 2 days over the week, it's been a humbling moment for me. Actually, just taking them through from the basic. And I was telling them, I don't feel comfortable on the first day, and I want to share this with us. On the first day that we had our training, I told them, I know how this place started. When we walked in my TV, way back in 2016, we had a debt to clear, which was $654,000. It's more than $500,000, a debt to clear. I was thinking about 1 or 2 weeks, nearly sleeping here. I went through all the files. I know I can get people to do it, but I want to do it. I want to know, you know, the crux of it. I go through the file, replace the file, I design the file, you know, the basic things. And God worked from there until today. And I was telling them, I felt in December, I don't feel good. I see the things going, working, but I don't feel good. The things that I don't see, I'm feeling so uncomfortable about. And I was telling them, and I believe the Holy Spirit is leading me, something is not right. And I was telling them on that day, on our first day of training, I said, something is not right. I will teach you, and I will find time. I will come myself and do the filing and check the files. I'm not comfortable with the girls, and I know she's listening in today too. And I gave her the number, and I gave her the telephone number and the name. I said, call this person. And I told her, look at the back. My notice board has got an account number for TV Minishi. And I said, take that account number, write it in a piece of paper, call her and give her that account number and tell her just to put her name on the narration so we know and we can acknowledge her. So she went. In and out, she kept on coming back. And then she said, Auntie Ryan, she called again. She said she's going to go to the bank. And if the bank is full, I said, okay, if it's going to help her, you call her and say if you can meet her. Because there's one of the girls already queuing up at the bank. I said, if not, you two go and see her. And to fasten up or hasten up the queue, give it to the girl who's already in the queue. Deanna was already in the queue. And she came back. You know, I didn't think much about it. So she came back, she said, she said, it's okay, I can go. And said, okay, you go. So we started our meeting. We were waiting for them to come back for their training. And when before we came out, she came back with this big white envelope. When she brought back this big white envelope, and then she buzzed me. She buzzed me, and I called her, and I said, where is she? She's here. And then I said, you know, I want to take this time. I was the one who answered your call on the landline this morning. And I want to say thank you. Because only God heard what I was telling our team on the trainee the day before. And I want to take this time to thank you. And she said, I don't want to be acknowledged. I don't want to be known. I want to remain anonymous. And I said, I respect that. But I take this time to say thank you for hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And after we spoke, then Lisa returned. When she did, she had this big white envelope, and which I did open in front of our training. And I was telling them, you know, you remember the day yesterday, the first day of our training, I was telling you people, things are stopping because the way that we do our work, we do it anyhow. Yeah, we get paid at the end of the day, but at the end of the week, or maybe at the end of the month, but we are accountable because especially so when you serve God, you need to be clear, transparent. You need to do your work better. I'm sharing this because you can apply it either to small or big businesses. And I opened the envelope, and then I showed them the $12,000 in $100 bill. Who does that? And I was telling them, I was just addressing you the day before. God allowed this, at this time, for you to see that we need to rise up and do the things of God well. Yeah, you can say it's a company, but you're a Christian. You can say that this is a company to make money, or this is a house that doesn't, you know, really serve God. But you need to have the heart of serving God. And with that heart. And the very next day, and I know you're logging in, and I said, before, when I used to be sitting here on the clearance of all that debt, people walked in here. They meet us elsewhere. I'll be sitting in an amount, and you know, it can be a payment voucher of about 9,000, payment voucher about 10,000. One way or the other, people that have never met before will front up or will position finances to do that. And I was telling them, that has stopped for a fair bit of time now. And maybe for me, it's about time I come back and dirty my hands and do the work myself. So I started with the trainer, said, I will teach you. And if this doesn't still happen, then I will come and do the work myself. And that was on the first day. And on the second day before our training, a lady called. She wants to remain anonymous. And I know you may be logging in today. My phone rang on the landline. And when I answered the phone, she just said, I need to speak to a New Methodist. And I said, okay, this is my TV. I will take your number and I will give it to New Methodist to call you. And she said, I just needed an account number. And I said, don't worry, I'll get somebody to call you. So I call out to one of the girls, and I know she's listening in today too. And I gave her the number, and I gave her the telephone number and the name. I said, call this person. And I told her, look at the back. My notice board has got an account number for TV Minishi. And I said, take that account number, write it in a piece of paper, call her and give her that account number and tell her just to put her name on the narration so we know and we can acknowledge her. So she went. In and out, she kept on coming back. And then she said, Auntie Rai, she called again. She said she's going to go to the bank. And if the bank is full, I said, okay, if it's going to help her, you call her and say if you can meet her. Because it's one of the girls already queuing up at the bank. I said, if not, you two go and see her. And to fasten up or hasten up the queue, give it to the girl who's already in the queue. Deanna was already in the queue. And she came back. You know, I didn't think much about it. So she came back. She said, she said, it's okay, I can go. And said, okay, you go. So we started our meeting. We were waiting for them to come back for their training. And when before we came out, she came back with this big white envelope. When she brought back this big white envelope, and then she bossed me. She bossed me, and I called her, and I said, where is she? She's here. And then, my husband is coming over. We need our car to be prayed over. And Gaseleva came up to my office, and he said, oh, Talangase is here for the car to be prayed over. You know, the amazing work of God. And she was able to say, the lady that I actually, because she lives in America, the lady that I actually worked for, on Christmas Eve, she passed on to be with the Lord. She died. And actually, I'm out there and not living in, doing any work. And then she said, her children got together and wired across $20,000 to my husband to buy a car, a wish car. Amen. And that was the car being prayed over. And then she said, you know, it's amazing. All this teaching, because she used to grow up at home. She was a teacher and living with us way back in the initial stage of the ministry. And then she said, Auntie Rai, all the teaching that I used to get from you in Malawi, and all the teaching, maybe, and you used to tell us, if you wash the dishes, whatever that you do, remember, you're not doing it for anybody else, you're doing it for God.
Amen.
And she said, I'm a caregiver here in America. Everything that I do, I know, with that teaching, I'm doing it for God. I never ask for anything. Most of us, when they die, we move on, nothing else. But for this one here, it's amazing what God did. Why across that money to buy a break? This time, I was the one who answered your call on the landline this morning. And I want to say, thank you, because only God heard what I was telling our team on the trainee the day before. And I want to take this time to thank you. And she said, I don't want to be acknowledged, I don't want to be known, I want to remain anonymous. And I said, I respect that, but I take this time to say thank you for hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And after we spoke, then Lisa returned. When she did, she had this big white envelope, and which I did open in front of our training. And I was telling them, you know, you remember the day yesterday, the first day of our training, I was telling you people, things are stopping because the way that we do our work, we do it anyhow. Yeah, we get paid at the end of the day, but at the end of the week, or maybe at the end of the month, but we are accountable, because especially so when you serve God, you need to be clear, transparent, you need to do your work better. I'm sharing this because you can apply it either to small or big businesses. And I opened the envelope, and then I showed them the $12,000 in $100. And getting the money, with whatever current work that you do, and having your list to get it, but you can get it just by having a good heart. Hallelujah. And knowing God. So on that note, I will ask Gaseleva to lead us with the Holy Communion, and I will invite you to walk to the front for those of you that belongs to Zone or belongs to New Methodist.
And then, Kanyebata naman rai, and then, Munububat talangan na waini.
Amen.
Talangan na damasu. And a single binagani kwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kami kena bolta mundondo pa kaya nga tangango, nung gendo na numi okina.
Amen.
Nindo sa ngunu pa na waini, ngore ni baka takilikila ni nungunda.
Hallelujah.
Diyan na lati wau.
Amen.
Auna suri tiki anda menda kanya bata na manay. Arsa kanawati, sanggelo pa na kukaya na waini. Au suri tiki anda menda ngunu pa bata na waini. Turanga kima misama su na kokumanya de chisu.
Thank you.
Kemunika be kima mikima mdo baka za rongo o mikima mdo baka na numi kemunikina. Father, we remember you. We remember the body. We remember you and your blood. We thank you, Father God, as people come into the altar, as people flock into the altar and partake the Holy Communion. I pray over their life. I pray over couples, husband and wife. I pray over young people, the children. I pray over that we will be blessed because of your word that we heard today. Your word that we place it into our heart. Thank you, Father God, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you are teaching us individually, whether in Fiji or abroad, that we are standing here partaking the Holy Communion through faith.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
We believe that our least will come to pass because
in Jesus'
the
name.
Pure, the power of your word.
Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you as we commit our life to you. Thank you for those individuals. Thank you for those couple. We commit their life to you.
Amen.
Sickness will be healed. Thank you, Father God. Opportunity will come their way. Doors will be opened. You will show the way.
Hallelujah.
Because you are the way. We commit our life to you and to you alone. And we thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
amen, amen and amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us yet another Sunday. So we look forward to the next week of God of Our Nation Against All Odds for the week. Remember to read the Word of God. And for the week, remember to have the condition of your heart to be good. And for the week, remember to say, utter a one-sentence prayer every morning. And for the week, remember to thank God in all things that you face. Be grateful. Whatever that happens, He does it because He will never leave you. So tune in. Also for the foreshore.
Foreshore at 3 o'clock. Meet you at 3 o'clock. Foreshore will be live. Until then, God bless you and have a wonderful Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And I was telling them, I was just addressing you the day before. God allowed this at this time for you to see that we need to rise up and do the things of God. Well, yeah, you can say it's a company, but you're a Christian. You can say that this is a company to make money, or this is a house that doesn't, you know, really serve God. But you need to have the heart of serving God. And with that heart, and the very next day, and I know you're logging in, Talatari, all the way from San Francisco. And she vibed, and she said, okay, my husband is coming over. We need our car to be prayed over. And Gaseleva came up to my office, and he said, oh, Talangase is here for the car to be prayed over. You know, the amazing work of God. And she vibed to say, the lady that I actually, because she lives in America, the lady that I actually worked for, on Christmas Eve, she passed on to be with the Lord. She died. And actually, I'm out there and not living in, doing any work. And then she said, her children got together and wired across $20,000 to my husband to buy a car, a wish car. Amen. And that was the car being prayed over. And then she said, you know, it's amazing, all this teaching, because she used to grow up at home. She was a teacher and living with us way back in the initial stage of the ministry. And then she said, Auntie Raya, all the teaching that I used to get from you in Malawian, all the teaching, maybe, and you used to tell us, if you wash the dishes, whatever that you do, remember, you're not doing it for anybody else, you're doing it for God.
Amen.
And she said, I'm a caregiver here in America. Everything that I do, I know with that teaching, I'm doing it for God. I never ask for anything. Most of us, when they die, we move on, nothing else. But for this one here, it's amazing what God did. Wired across that money to buy a brand new car.
Oh.
Money that you may be, you know, going to work for and getting the money, with whatever current work that you do, and having your list to get it, but you can get it just by having a good heart.
Hallelujah.
And knowing God. So on that note, I will ask Gaseleva to lead us with the Holy Communion, and I will invite you to walk to the front for those of you that belongs to Zone or belongs to New Methodist.
And then Kanyebatana Manrai, and then Munubobat Talangana Waini.
And
then Sigabina Kanikwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kami kena bolta mundo ndo baka yang atang ngon dong kendo na numi okina.
Amen.
Nindo sangu nu bana waini gore ni baka takile kila ni nungu da.
Hallelujah.
Dia lala tibo.
Amen.
Au na suri tike anda menda kanya batana mandai. Arsa kanoti sangelo bana kuko ya waini. Au suri tike anda menda ngunu batana waini. Turanga kima misama su na koko manya de chisu.
Thank you.
Kemunika be kima mi kima mdo baka zarongo mi kima mdo baka nanu mi kima nikina. Father, we remember you. We remember the body. We remember you and your blood. We thank you, Father God, as people come into the altar, as people flock into the altar and partake the Holy Communion. I pray over their life. I pray over couples, husband and wife. I pray over young people, the children. I pray over that we will be blessed because of your word that we heard today. Your word that we place it into our heart. Thank you, Father God, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you are teaching us individually, whether in Fiji or abroad, that we are standing here partaking the Holy Communion through faith.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
We believe that our least will come to pass because
in Jesus'
the
name.
The power of your word.
Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you as we commit our life to you. Thank you for those individuals. Thank you for those couple. We commit their life to you.
Amen.
Sickness will be healed. Thank you, Father God. Opportunity will come their way. Doors will be open. You will show the way.
Hallelujah.
Because you are the way. We commit our life to you and to you alone. And we thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say
amen, amen and amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us yet another Sunday. So we look forward to the next week of God of Our Nation Against All Odds for the week. Remember to read the Word of God. And for the week, remember to have the condition of your heart to be good. And for the week, remember to say, utter a one-sentence prayer every morning. And for the week, remember to thank God in all things that you face. Be grateful. Whatever that happens, He does it because He will never leave you. So tune in. Also for the Foreshore.
Foreshore at 3 o'clock. Yeah. Meet you at 3 o'clock. Foreshore will be live. Until then, God bless you and have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.